the snap, drops now, he's going to run, and David's going to get it and more. He's at the 25-yard line, stays on his feet, 20, there he goes, 15, and he's down at the 10. How about that one?
When it comes to quarterbacks, the conversation in Jacksonville begins with Mark Brunell and ends with Blake Bortles. Who gets lost is a shame. David Garrard was a pretty good quarterback who left Jaguars fans with some great moments.
So David played big that year. He played when the stage was the biggest. David was at his absolute best.
I always give David a lot of credit, man. David Garrard came in, you know, mid-round pick, fourth-round pick, East Carolina. Who's this guy? He had a very good career, and he was rewarded handsomely for it.
What people forget about Garrard is that outside of Maurice Jones-Drew, he had no real offensive weapons to work with.
David Garrard didn't have Jimmy and Keenan and those guys, you know, flipping the ball to. He's throwing to Matt Jones and Reggie Williams and some of those cats. So, but I do think as you look back, you'll appreciate more what David did.
I give David a lot of credit because David came in with no expectation, East Carolina. You got Mark Brunell, you've got Byron Leftwich, David Garrard, he's just going to be a backup. But other than given his opportunity, David did some good things, really good things.
Garrard returned to Jacksonville following his NFL career to take advantage of his public profile and become a successful gym owner. He's always been able to take advantage of a situation.